Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus footy from a higher place. You couldn't keep three big lads down, and we're the number one big man podcast, I understand, in the country. Yeah. Is that right?
Yep, number one on the charts, I believe. I'm looking around the room. We are number one. Yep. There it is, number one. That was expected. And I like to think it was you and me, Butts, but it's not. There's only one reason for number one.
Here he is. I don't think so.
The rock star.
I think it's Butts taking shots at everyone and getting a bit controversial.
There was some comments on that.
How are you, Big Gun, Big Drapes? How was your week, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit of a tough week this week, back in the training after a couple of losses. But no, I'm going all right. I'm feeling good.
It's good, mate. We'll talk about that in a minute. Because footy shit when you're 1-6. There's no way you can sugarcoat it. And we want to chat about morale boosters. We're going to help Ruts here. Because Ruts is probably thinking, geez, my boys are going shit. They must be a bit flat. I've got to boost their morale. And this is, I reckon coaches often overthink this and try to get a bit creative. I don't think I've experienced a good one of the old morale booster.
There's nothing, because I've been in the position a lot with the Suns where the coach is coming in and saying, boys, we need to do something different here. We can't review the footage anymore because you've seen everything week after week after week. I'm showing the same stuff. Yes. So that sometimes they try to scrap the review.
Circuit breaker.
Boys love that, scrap the review. Have you had one of those yet?
No.
They're unreal.
Rats, come on.
They're unreal. Scat the review. Or, as we spoke about before we came on, the soccer ball comes out.
Not the soccer ball.
The soccer ball is not, that's the worst thing a coach can do.
Has the soccer ball come out?
Nah, not yet. It's actually banned at Essendon at the moment.
Okay.
We play, guys, obviously very competitive, get a bit too competitive, and a few studs up slide tackles have come in.
We don't need that because you're about the only one getting a kick. You and Big 2 Metre Peter, who was vying for your spot on 200 plus, and we went in thick for you. So,
but Drapes, also sometimes that's an opportunity for players in the twos.
Oh,
like if the soccer ball comes out, normally you're a bit more fresher because you've played a twos game. It's a bit easier, you know, do what you want. Soccer ball comes out Monday. I'm lining up Zach Smith. Studs up. Like, sorry, Zach, but I need that spot.
Minimum corky.
Yeah. He's definitely corky. So
it's no fun for me either because I used to play a bit of soccer, so the boys get into me, think I'm some sort of professional and lost all my skills, so they just get into me big time. It's not fun at all.
I know. I'd be picking you with number one pick.
Dennis Pagan was the best, and that was about 30 years ago, and North were going no good, and he said he rolled him down to the pub.
Yeah.
Said, jug and a joke.
Perfect.
Jug and a joke. Boys had a jug each, had to tell a shit joke, and they went and won.
Love that.
So why do we get – I had a coach, I think it was in local footy, orienteering.
No.
We got him sacked. Like, we went to the pub after orienteering and had a coup and got the assistant bumped up because that's horrendous.
That's terrible.
We had, like, compasses and stuff.
Trying to find a win. Come on, boys, we need to find a win here. There's a win somewhere around here. Who's going to find it first?
Where did Rocket take you?
Oh, we had some terrible ones. We had the movies. Movies were just horrendous.
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward as.
It's with your girlfriend.
Yeah, and then we had Wet and Wild was one.
That's not bad.
Mm. It's good for recovery, but
that's not going to turn you for me.
No, it's not. Not at all. So there were some shocking ones up on the Gold Coast, but they don't work.
Time zone, you said.
That's right. Time zone, that's right. Yeah, we went to time zone for the Suns. We were going terribly a lot of the time. But he took us to time zone, and it was just like... It was so good, but then halfway through, like, a racing car game, I was like, what are we doing? Like, we should just be training. Like, we don't need to be on NASCAR Racing Daytona right now.
I think beers are all right. Every now and then, because at least you start to have a laugh, bond with blokes. If there's a few beers involved, maybe Ruts put that on the board.
Mm.
A bit of aggression, maybe. The old boxing gloves wasn't a bad one, but it's kind of banned now. I thought maybe boxing gloves and beers.
Yeah.
But you can't do it anymore.
Terrible.
Aside from that.
Yeah, I might have to set my game up as the social leader at the club. I'll just organise a few beers for the boys.
A big responsibility, being a social captain.
I know.
I
need to up my game.
Those were the days. You know, boys look to you for inspiration. Goals, where are we going?
Mystery bus tour?
Yeah.
Trots?
That was great.
That was a real stinker.
That was good. But you said the boxing gloves were terrible.
Mavuela
knocked me out one day. And I was like, this is not what I need in a four-day turnaround to a game, mate. You put one on my chin. So that wasn't a morale booster. Speaking of the beers, Collingwood off the beers. Jack Ginnivan. No more froffies.
Big issue. That's our big issue. I don't like it. So for the background, the story popped out. Someone got onto it, as it happens in this town. If something's going on in footy, someone will get onto it. So the young lad dominates Anzac Day, wins the medal, kicks five or six.
Looking five, around again, five.
And he pops out with a... It was his birthday too.
Oh.
Pops out with a couple of mates down to the pub for around five beers. Perfect. Beer a goal.
Yeah.
And we understand he got spoken to by the leaders.
Mm.
That's overcooking it for mine.
That is. That's where we're at though. That's where the game's at.
Yeah. What do you think? Social captain?
Understand, yeah.
Six day break is the one that clubs get a bit obsessed with.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of carry on. Like, he's not going out to a nightclub till all hours in the morning. He's gone to the pub and a few beers with his mates after a game. Don't think there's much harm in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Andrew Bogut tweets some weird stuff, but he at least he puts it out there, and he was pretty strong and said, come on, next we'll have cameras in guys' bedrooms.
Yeah.
Where are we at? And I thought it was a reasonable point.
Yeah. I mean, hello, 200-plusser. That's nice.
Yeah, he is.
He's rogue Bogues. Might want to come on.
Yeah, true.
So Bogues, if you're listening, you'll get him some budgie smugglers.
Happy to. Yeah, he'd look good in them.
Actually, this takes me to another story. Media debut on Channel 10 came on the back of a similar story with Stephen May.
Who was
having a mare, you know, broken up with his girl and was injured, got spotted having a couple, and you decided to go and become like a media whore and did all the stations sticking up for Stephen May.
Good on him. And so someone had to do it. So that was me. But it's very similar. I thought, who better than not the Melbourne Footy Club to back him up, not his manager, but me, just his mate. And he loved that.
Mm.
Yeah, uncontrolled, but loved it.
Your point was really good, though. The guy's you know, having a rough period in his life. He wanted to have a chat and a couple of beers. So, there's a lot of trouble you can get into these days. If he'd been out till 3 a.m. and peed in the lane and got in the blue and got arrested, maybe a different story.
Yeah.
You know, Jacko, just calm down a bit. But different. These blanket rules and these six-day break, too tough on a 21-year-old.
Very
whatever
tough.
He's 20.
20,
very
tough. Yeah,
just, let the boys play, do I say. Play on, all round. Hey, just I know we went past it about us being number one.
Yes.
I got some good feedback during the week. Fellow Ruckman on LinkedIn got around us. So Callum Sinclair, Lewis Pearce, he played for St Kilda.
Yes.
Back in the day, he commented saying, great concept, tag Zach Clark. Frio Zach Clark.
We love Zach Clark. Essendon Zach Clark.
He's a great man.
And Callum Sinclair, Swanee, said about time.
I like it.
Good support. So there, we should get them on because they love it.
Fraternity, we love that.
That's not a comment that I wanted to see. Just looking at that now, we'll not read that one out. That is aggressive towards me. Someone wrote, Montana, hello, thanks for listening. Hey dudes, how can I watch this pod with Sam Drapes in it? So you,
that's
more Drapes is what I'm taking away from
just
that.
One camera on me.
So yeah, there's thousands in there. There's two.
Mm. No, I had a bit of papping going on as well. I got fanboyed down the stairs here by a guy
Mini Hutch?
Saying, no, it wasn't Mini Hutch. Right. On Mini Hutch, we're recording at 4 o'clock this week. Obviously, because we're number one on the Spotify. And by the way, you follow and subscribe to 200-plus on Spotify or wherever you get your pods because everyone seems to be doing that for us. So I was walking down to get a coffee and a guy goes, hey, big fella. I don't think he knew my name, but he knew I was big fella. Why don't you get Peter Street on your new pod?
Wow.
And I said, I don't mind. He's a copper down in Geelong.
Yeah.
Peter Street was you, like 2010. I also had a All-Australian ruckman by the name of Will Minson,
Will
Rocket Eid punching bag, suggested, Will's a big fly fisherman now, and he lives up in Merrijig.
You know what? I would have picked that.
Would you? He said, well, it gets better. So Will's a big fly man. He said, I think you guys could do with a bit of a field trip to Bond. How about I take you fly fishing?
Wow.
So, oh, man.
A bit of an angler drapes.
Yeah,
no,
you fish.
Never been, but that's...
You strike me as a fisherman.
That sounds like an experience.
What kind of fish would you like to catch, though?
Big ones.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I always say. Big men on the podcast catching big fish.
Meditating.
Can we go fishing, please?
Yeah. Scare the shit out of the trout.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that's the cut through we're having.
Yeah, so. We are. And I had some feedback from a lot of big men personally as well. Yeah. Peter Wright.
Mm.
You're friends with him?
Yes, I am friends with him.
He texted me saying, great podcast.
We love that.
Zach Smith, who I try to do a studs up with, said, well done. Good podcast as well.
It's good.
Lots of tall people out there who are appreciating this. And this podcast is for the tall people. If you're a normal height, yes, you can listen, but you're probably not going to get what we're talking about. Like, we're 200 plus.
I mean,
yes, you'll get it on like a base level, but when we're talking shin on shin in the middle and running at each other,
scrub through.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get it.
On that, right? I've got a gift for you too, right?
Oh, so shin guards,
and you're involved with this. So we talked off air. We talk corkies, right? Because we talk corkies. People probably don't realise, but big man, we talk corkies 6 hours a day. Mm. And I did mention to you off air that there was an amazing cream that was semi-legal that helps your corkies, right? But so I went to Horseland and was able to get my hands on some of this stuff, which, see, the word got around about 10 years ago that there was a corky fixer. But you had to be a little bit sneaky in how you got it because it's made for greyhounds and horses. So I went down to the old girl that used to hook me up back in the day, and I said, how are you? Can I get some horse cream, please? And she goes, the pony's still playing up. I said, yeah, for the pony. Anyway, it's called Rappy Gel. You need to run this by your doctor because we don't want to get any more strife. I'll give this to you because this is going to change your life.
Get it
sort of makes your corky hot and cold at the same time, so you just can't feel your leg. So you read the red bit. Have a look at the red bit.
At this point, Drape, just lob the leg off of it if you get a corky.
Read safety directions before opening or using for animal treatment only.
Yeah, that's okay. That's because you are an animal. You're a big animal.
I mean,
so we can't put that on him. Can you rub a bit on your corky now and just we'll get an update throughout the show?
Can I open?
Have a whiff. You can have a whiff.
I'll have a whiff. Yeah,
it's the Rappy Gel.
Oh my god, it's the weirdest texture in the world. It's actually
it's the Ruck Career Saver. Have a whiff.
Oh, that is potent. Have a go at that.
Oh my. That smells, that's like, yeah, menthol. It's menthol.
Yeah, that's. It's actually legal now.
This is genuine.
But just put
just
a bit on.
Horse jizz. That's what it is. Here we go.
I wanted to say it, but wasn't sure if it was allowed.
Oh,
so you can get a corked arm occasionally.
It's like pure alcohol. That.
Okay,
that
is, rubbing it in. It
smells good.
Yeah, it's very.
Tingly?
Nice and wet. Mm. Smells very potent. My arm is going numb and I feel like going for a trot.
Yeah.
For some reason. I feel like strapping someone on my back and going around a course. I feel like going around a course. I feel like going around Flemington.
I'm
going
to run your Achilles later. You'll be crazy training on Thursday.
This poisonous is, if swallowed. Irritate eyes. Avoid contact with the eyes.
Got to admit.
If product in eyes, wash out immediately. Yes. Wash hands after use.
All that.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you can't lather your corky with it. How's Rutt's going to be when he hears this? He's probably downloading.
In all seriousness, this is really strong. Like, it feels like I'm hallucinating.
If poisoning occurs, go to a doctor or hospital. If swallowed, do not induce vomiting. Give a glass of water. It's avoid giving milk or oils.
Yeah, so no milk.
Keep that in mind.
This is for horses. Like, what horses are drinking milk?
The closest thing to a horse on a footy field at the moment is him.
Yes.
He's galloping around and knocking people over. So you'll be all right with it. But we'll just get it ticked off first.
So you actually use that?
Mate, I used it for
that
5 years.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And I wasn't the only one.
That's just so illegal.
Shane Crawford is a Rappy Gel man.
Okay.
Shout out to Rappy Gel.
Yeah.
Do we get them? No, take that back.
Don't think we're the right market.
No money involved in that one.
No horse.
And no market. So unless you're a horse, if you are a horse and listening for some reason, shout out to you. Don't know how you're doing that. And you should be using Rappy Gel before you run around the paddock because it's for you and not humans. So,
boys, little Hutchie's on to us a little bit about too much ruck. He's got the stopwatch on and I got a feedback email. I don't know if you guys did.
I did. I got a call, actually, saying, what are you doing? Firstly, he was like, what are you doing being number one on the charts?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of my game. I was like, well, mate, it's my game as well with List Cloggers and, you know, we're number one. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
See you later.
So he's not happy.
So he's buggered off to a golf lesson so we can we'll continue the way we want, but we will take his advice. So he wants a bit of non-ruck talk, fair enough. I got sent to stake you out.
Awesome.
On Monday. It was just one of those things because we discussed it. I said, it's so awkward, mate. No one wants to do it.
Did you see each other or not?
No. I was too scared to get out of the car.
You stay in the car.
I've lost it. I've lost it as a journo.
Yeah.
Because I rolled in on Monday. I'm only doing little bits at the moment. And the guy goes, producer, good fella, goes, Bombers are the story. Lloydie's gone off, reckons they're shit, you know? And wow. I'm like, oh, really? And he goes, and reckons midfield, kick chasers, stat chasers, selfish. I'm like, oh, gee, Lloydie hasn't missed you. Mm. Anyway, I'm going, right. Oh, good on you, Lloydie.
Watch this.
And he goes, you got to get out to the Bombers, get some reaction.
100%.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I tried to weasel out of it. I go, oh, it's... What about Dusty's back, isn't he? You know, there's
it's a bit hard down
bit going around. Yeah. Anyway, so I drove out there and I was just the biggest wuss. Like, I was nervous driving in the car park, hoping I didn't see you.
Did you say hello to anyone?
Zerk Thatcher.
Wow.
Yeah. So they kept, luckily, it was a day off. And I was actually going to text you and go, mate, it's a day off. I hope you're down at St Kilda and your budgie smugglers or having cryotherapy or anything but here, because it's going to be really embarrassing. I have to hit you up.
Yeah.
And then they kept ringing and I said, nah. Luckily, there wasn't much action, but big Zerks rolled in, and he looked at me going, you scumbag, and I just gave him the thumbs up and got out. We got out by midday. But the Channel 7 guy didn't want to be there either. None of us want to be there, except Mitch Cleary.
Mitch Cleary, he loves it. Yeah.
Mitch Cleary.
Saw him. Mitchie's a hard news man.
Yeah.
How did that?
Oh, I would like to get your perception on that. So we all got to see it on the news. Poor old Dil Shiel gets the flick. So he's at his lowest ebb. He came back in, but so the story is Dil Shiel gets the flick and Mitch goes down there to hit him up.
Yep.
And he chased him, didn't he? It was like he was coming out of court and he was a murderer.
That got me up Saturday morning, actually, but I did feel sorry for Dil, but he's seen Dil drive past in the Tesla and then he's chased after him. Shealy's trying to go to the back entrance and try to get in, but Cleary got him.
Shealy driving Tesla?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
The four-wheel drive one or the sedan one?
Sedan.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
But was Shealy upset? Because it's terrible. I mean,
we were laughing about it when we come in the room. He's like, they got me.
Yeah. That, you know, that's funny. And a bit of banter like that. Dangerfield used to do that a bit too. Like, loves his own time, Danger. But he's a gun, so he can do it. But, yeah, little stakeouts and that. If you have a laugh, and obviously you're going to feel shit out. So he's just being dropped. What's he going to say? It's a better way to go.
And he also, because he parked around the back, the side entrance, he accidentally got... penned in. Someone parked in.
So he had to
wait till everyone left to like get his car through because the Tesla couldn't go off road.
Yeah. So where does he charge it?
Don't know.
Because he'd have to have a charger at home.
Yeah. He lives around Port Melbourne, I think. So
that's a long drive for a Tesla as well.
Near you?
Near me? Yeah. Mm. Near me. What colour is it?
White.
I'm just intrigued by this Tesla. I don't know why.
It's pretty cool. Tesla?
It doesn't strike me as someone who drives a Tesla. Is there a deal there somewhere?
No deal.
Oh. Environmental.
You want one?
I think, Tesla's nice.
Same.
Tesla,
we would love.
If you're listening.
Yeah. There you are.
Fully charged. They're a couple hundred grand.
They're
up there. I haven't got one, but I know my neighbour has one because I can see the massive charging station on its front door, on their front door. They get the plug out and put it in and...
It's the way of the future.
That was my good story about Tesla, so thank you. Through to the next thing.
I like that you didn't take it too seriously. Can I just ask you one? This is probably the one Mitch Cleary wanted to ask on Monday. Your midfielders are getting potted a lot. Does that piss you off? I mean, they were the big dogs of footy, Riewoldt and Lloydie and these guys that can really go bang, saying that the midfielders kick chasers and stuff. Is their leader... Angier?
Yeah, because we're a group together. It's not just the ruck's not separate. We're part of the midfield group. So, that's not nice to hear that. But knowing this group, what we can be, I think we're going to bounce back quickly. Like last year, we had three All-Australian midfielders pretty much. So I think we've definitely got the talent there. We just need to get it clicking. So.
Didn't you guys do something similar last year? Your first six rounds were below average in your make finals?
Yeah, I think we were like 2-6 or 8 or something last year. I don't know, but yeah.
Sweet, you're laughing, mate. You're coming.
That was good, mate. And if Mitch Cleary comes to you and you give him that sort of stuff, he'll be wrapping that. Drapes gave me some gold. So well done, mate. No more of that. We'll talk a little bit of footy later, only because I'm really excited. Do you know the line in the sand game? Do you remember it? You would have been a baby.
I would have been in England somewhere watching
United. 2004, just for a little bit of background. So back then, you guys used to beat the shit out of Hawthorn every week and in grand finals, and it had just been too long. And you were punching them up this day. And Dermy did a bit of a rutz with you in round one and went down at half time, and Richie Vandenberg was having a pee. And Dermy goes, enough's enough, enough's enough. We do a line in the sand, take some heads off. And after half time, all hell broke loose.
That's right.
Spot fires, punch-ons.
Oh, McFall! And Vandenberg letting lefts and rights go.
You can't do that. This is the 1980s revisited.
Well, I tell you what, at least Hawthorn is showing a bit of spirit here. This is unbelievable. We haven't seen these sort of scenes for a long time in AFL football.
So, to the supporters, and I know you guys have to be a little bit more tunnel vision. It's a big game.
It is. Have been... have seen that footage before, rolled out before we play the Hawks.
Does that make you good one fuzzy?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. it was brutal, but I don't think anything will happen like that this week. But definitely the boys will be fired up knowing that that's happened.
Unless someone in this room draws a line in the sand.
Unless Ruts.
You would be the line
draws me up.
Ruts just wides drapes up and says, draw that line.
I'll be getting a contract or something before in case I get fined.
Yeah, right.
Get
him to sign all up. Fines being paid for.
That was the one thing. Apparently Derm said, and this I do respect this about Derm, who would also love you because of your hair and how you play. He said, boys, I've got you, by the way. So when the knuckle starts, the fines are on me.
Okay.
So that is an impressive... That's a board member that's started nice. A few dust-ups in his day.
That's great. I love that.
Come on, Ruts.
Yeah. Come on. Just on a side note, my arm's really sore and numb now. Going to see a vet after this, that's I think. Because, feeling a bit weird over here, but still a big fan of whatever that was.
Thanks, Rapid Gel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
The number one cream for dogs and horses.
I don't know why. The show was number one and everyone's saying, geez, you guys are so good. You guys are unreal. I want to know more about you. I want to know more about Butts. And I said, okay, let's dive a bit deeper here.
Oh, yeah.
Butts, you almost played NFL.
No. Oh. No, I didn't. I tried and I was 35.
It's brought me through this.
Yeah, so, I joke about it a bit. I kept trying to play AFL till I was 26. It was almost embarrassing. Like I was Adam Sandler have you ever seen that where he just keeps trying to play in the NHL and they say, you're no good. In the end, you're no good.
You're just rocking
and
up.
And when big Dodoro started sending my tapes to EDFL clubs, I'm like,
good stars.
Okay.
Shout out.
We're no good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I kept trying, I got into the media and started going okay, but there was something in my soul like that just it hadn't died yet, and I had a bit of an early midlife crisis when I was about 33, and I was on a bus in San Francisco with my wife. I think we were married at the time, and I said, "I'm going to punt. I'm going to be a punter. I've always been a high kick." I said, "Coaches used to bag me for being a high kick." I said, "Fucking take some air off it, mate." Because I heard that being a high kick's the go. So, and she was like, "Yeah, okay, Nick. Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah, yeah." That's the last 2 days. I got back inspired and I made a tape. Like, I actually made a tape.
God. We need to see this.
I need this tape.
It's a bit like Johnny Knoxville. Like, my piece to camera, I think I'd been watching a bit of Jackass.
Jumping in bushes and stuff.
Well, no, just the delivery. Because the delivery's horrendous, right? So, I this is kind of how it rolls. It might be around somewhere. If we find it, we'll play it. So, it's something like, I put on a half American accent and went, "I'm Nick Butler.
No.
I'm a 6'6 and 100 kilo and I kick a high ball, right?" And so I kicked a torp with a Sharon because I'm not a bad torp kicker. So no shit, I can kick a torp. So, and I can kick a high ball. And then the deal was I roped in my brother and then I added to the piece to camera and said, "Now I'll try with your ball." Oh. And I kept shanking the gridiron ball.
No.
So it was a 10 taker, but I got one. And I even chatted to a mate who was, Texas Tech punter. And I said, "Mate, are we legit here? Like, can I get a deal?" He's like, "Oh, you'll get some shit school in the mountains." And that's what I was going for.
Wow.
Until my wife threatened to leave me and
I can't do that.
Wow. Nah.
It would have been probably better for your chances to be picked up if you said, "I'm Nick Butler and I'll be an NFL punter," and then just a series of shit stunts like Jackass.
Yeah. Be the media guy.
Jumping off stuff, jumping into things.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What? It's actually not that hard. Like, the guy did say, I think if you can put one up there for over 4.5 seconds, and I've done a little bit with Pro Kick, like a few stories on him, a bit old now, but if you can bang a torp 4.5 seconds, you could probably get a gig somewhere. We underestimate how good the kicking is in our game compared to over there.
Yeah.
We've got weak legs. Like the 5-year-olds just pick up the ball and throw it, whereas we, as soon as you're smash in the schoolyard, we're kicking it. So maybe the dream's still alive. Do you want to, we'll do a piece to camera after this.
I'm pretty keen now to think about it. I've got a chance still. I'm 29.
I'll try with your ball.
Yeah. I'm shook with the American accent.
Oh, no. Threw me. I love that. Like you thought that would get them.
Yeah, get me above the pile. You know, I'm thinking there'll be a lot of these spuds doing this. My accent, my delivery's going to be better.
Yeah, love that. Oh. That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah, unreal. And it's a bit embarrassing, but. Yeah, the dream was there. And it's a good crisis to have, you know. I didn't go right off the rails or do anything criminal. I just wanted to punt.
Yeah.
And have 20,000 people clapping me.
Love that, everyone pressed the punter.
Run off with
a lot of Aussies going over there now. Yeah, so Mason Fletcher, he's doing pretty well. Yeah.
Loving it. He did the Billy Strut.
Yeah, he's almost 200 centimetres, I reckon. We love that. But
get him on.
Yeah, he's played in big crowds, like 80,000, I think, was one of them, like crazy for college.
That's great. Just again, for the record, my arm is just, I am seeing things at the moment.
But
so.
if it was caught, you'd be feeling
good. I know, I get that, but I'm just seeing like visions right now.
You're a bit off.
I'm not off, but yeah, if I pass out, that's why everyone, if I just go quiet for a bit, melting.
No milk or oils. And we should be
no right. Milk. No. Sorry. No, it's good though.
I mean, you boys are young. You haven't had your crisis yet. You're building up to the crescendo.
Mm.
Are you 30?
30 next month.
Yeah, right. So yeah. That's crisis time.
Time, but there will be a crisis.
Not major. You just start doing some weird shit.
Well, I put that stuff on my arm, so that was pretty weird. Yeah, I might eat that when I'm 30. Who knows? So, yeah, no midlife crisis for me, but as soon as I have one, I 100% will bring it to the table.
I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
Fantastic.
And if just
good things
yeah.
come out of it.
They will. And if you're listening here, give us your best midlife crisis. Let me know what you want me to do. If you've had a midlife crisis, let us know. We'll read it out because I'm due for one. Drapes, you're not yet, but some ideas.
But yeah, it does segue me a little bit into Drapes is flying on the pod and the pod could play good. As we've demonstrated to every player manager out there let your boys have a bit of media fun on the day off and you start playing great footy like Drapes. You're going to have a bit of a segment, a bit of Drapes' diaries.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So tell us, what are you hoping happens with a segment like this?
Yeah.
Well, what's the storyboard?
Well, it could be a bit of fun, a bit of listener engagement.
Yeah.
Get me involved in a few different things I might not normally do. So
love it.
I'm willing to learn and get out there.
Fly fishing, good. One. With fly, fishing.
Fly fishing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But any hobbies, anything like that, a meal you want me to try.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a meal for you right there. Whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever it could be. Your favourite banh mi, whatever.
Yeah.
Hit us up and we'll pick one out and I'll do it.
Give us a bit of a... bit of intel in the Drapes away from footy. Are you a foodie? Are you a cuisine man?
I do like my food. Like get into it pretty heavy these days. I didn't used to eat vegetables or anything until I was about 19. So frozen pizzas and party pies and sausage rolls was
like
me.
Mummy.
Unreal.
That was a horrible diet, but now I've got an appreciation for some good food. So I'm glad I'm not like that anymore.
Sweet tooth? Sweet tooth or not? Yeah. Chocolate or lollies?
Chocolate, yeah. Chocolate. Donuts kind of.
Oh, donuts.
Vibe, yeah.
This is real.
This is awesome.
American sort of
policeman
sort of food.
Yeah. But any food, I'll be ready. Yeah. But the hobby I'll try, I reckon pottery is one I'm going to try. And I'll try make something and bring it in to show. But
we should go together.
Yes, I mean, make something cute.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like the scene in Ghost. Have you ever seen Ghost? There's like a sex scene that's based around pottery.
I'm in Drapes.
It's a beautiful scene.
Yeah, cool.
They're making the pots.
Oh, well,
and then it turns into passion.
Love that. I'm all for pots and passion.
A lot of eye contact.
Yeah, just eye contact the whole way. I'm in for that. So we should text each other after this and organise that.
Done.
I'll just film it.
Yeah, please.
So on the Drapes' diary theme, because you are intriguing to the whole footy world at the moment, and we get to have you up close weekly, which is a big thrill for us. The mullet, right? The Fox footy got a bit weird, a bit sensual about your hair. I don't know. Did you see that?
I did. Someone tagged me in that. That was a little strange, but didn't mind it. But it did get... a bit sexual.
Make you feel uncomfortable.
Cool. I missed it.
I don't know.
It was just like a montage of...
slow-mo hero shots of Drapes' mullet.
Yeah. So where was that again?
Sexy music to it.
Fox footy, save that one. Okay, Fox footy.
What's the go? I mean, are you just going to keep letting it fly? Or would there be a time where you shave it? Or
I think, just letting it do its thing for the moment. Every time I've had a couple little trims to get the edges off, but I've regretted it every time. But every couple of weeks, get the sides and a bit of the top done and then let the back flow. Jeez.
The red or the blondie tinge down the bottom, is that a bit of lemon juice or is that just the way it goes?
It's
light catches. It's beautiful.
The St Kilda beach lifestyle, I think. The salt in the hair makes it go
beautiful.
I'd love to have just the confidence to do what's happening.
Yeah, so it just started a few years ago and then just kept going and going and it's getting a bit out of control now, but I like it. I tuck it behind my head and I look a bit strange, so I don't like it.
Scary. Keep it.
You go from sort of madman to college boy when you tuck it in.
Yeah.
I did have a nickname, Microphone Head, when I first got to Essendon.
Microphone Head.
Bulldogs.
Yeah.
There was
Jared
a original.
Grant.
Yeah.
Microphone Head.
Good lad, Jared Grant. Yeah. Poor old Microphone Head.
Yeah, I had the shaved pill and the last straw was Jake Long. He was at Essendon and we were in like the hot stuff to train or whatever, and he's like grabbed the top of my head and gone, "I love you, baby." And I was like, okay, I'm growing it out now.
That's fantastic.
I think it's footy clubs. Nothing like a bit of confidence in someone singing down your head.
Yeah, and that was the line in the sand.
That'll do it. That will do it.
So very nice, Drapes. That's a very good opening to your segment. So Drapes' Diaries, hit us up through Insta. Pottery is where we want to go first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but after that, it's choose your own adventure.
Yep. Let me know. I'm keen.
Do we need to run this by Ruts or?
No, this is fine. Personal development. This is good.
True. Yep. On his day off, it's fine.
Right, Spirit Animal Boys, the big man or woman that lived the 200 mantra, which is just toughness and resilience and setting every sort of tone and we can. Magic Hand Car Wash look after us here, so they're 13 locations across Victoria. Have you been down yet, Drapes?
No, not yet, but I'll be taking the Mazda down this week. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very good. It's the Rolls Royce of car wash. So mine, I'll get the ball rolling. Paddy Ryder for me. Paddy, he's 34, so he's midlife. He's probably had a couple, Paddy Ryder, but he's still got his hops.
Mm.
So they didn't win St Kilda, but it wasn't Paddy's fault. He could knee blokes in the guts for Australia. Like if that was an Olympic sport, Paddy is A1, and I love the guy. Great bloke too, but I was thinking, you are still so hoppy. Like, are you still hoppy? Incredible. Can you still jump?
Oh, mate, no, I got the worst Achilles in the world. I can't jump at
all. You're gone.
But he was one when I was playing that was like, the scariest for me to go up against because you could just jump so much further and higher than you can. It's like, worry about, here comes like a knee to my shoulder.
Yeah.
So he was scary. Great player, especially when Saints were going well a couple of years ago and he went down and that was a massive loss for him.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen if Big Paddy was putting it down the throat.
Have you played on him?
In my first year, him and Rowan Marshall took me to the cleaners a bit.
No.
Good chewer.
It was a hot day at the Gabba and it was, pretty nasty.
So. That's the reason why. Yeah. It was too hot.
It was too hot for me, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Who's yours, Drapes, for Spirit Animal?
Yeah, mine, hard to go past Gorney. He had an absolute game, like 29 touches, 2 goals and shitload of hit outs, like, that's just outrageous.
Crazy. Big goal. He's kicking big goals. Bombs. Week. Like bombs from bombs. Outside 50. He did it once or twice. I'm like, fluke. I'm now starting to think NFL tape. Like he's got a big leg.
You should make one for him.
I might.
I think
Johnny Knoxville.
It's actually outrageous.
His set shot from that far out is so like, it's like me playing golf, compensating for what's going to happen when it comes off.
It's a big right to left.
Yes, massive. Yeah. And he's just flushing him.
It's pretty crazy. That's mine, big Gorney.
That's
great. Yeah. Good animal.
Mine is, I know we've spoken about before, Jack Silvani. Because he knows he's not a ruckman, but he puts the shin pad on and he jumps against the number one ruckman every week. Like he thinks it's a chance to win the hit out.
Good
on
him.
Jack, I love you, mate, but you're not going to win the hit out.
Is he actually wearing the shin pad?
Yeah. He's wearing a shin pad. Wow.
That means a lot to me.
Yes.
Quickly, I popped down to local footy on Saturday. I did a U. I got right footy nuffy, right?
Right.
Went back down, just wanted to be on the grassroots. And I only watched the big men, right? And I saw two disturbing things. One, before the game, I saw a pre-game ruck handshake.
Oh,
and I just couldn't have that.
No.
You can give a thumbs up, mate, we'll have a beer after the game. Let's knee each other for 2 hours. It just made me feel a bit queasy.
Yeah.
But I got over it. The word got around that there's a young kid playing his first game. He's going to be second ruck. He's got a bit of a leap on him. I go, I can't wait for this. I'm getting excited. You know, get me a drink. I want to watch this young guy jump in. Young horse.
Yeah.
No shin guard. Shin guard. I was like, what is this man doing? I keep my footy bag in the car. I don't know why. I thought for a while Adrian Dodoro might ring or something. It's just in my ute. I was going to go and get my shin guard and give it to the lad. But I thought, it's all bloody and festy and muddy and COVID. You probably can't do it. So I let him go. But I just found, I'm going to ring him and say, mate, just go to Rebel or ring Mark Jamar or get yourself a shin. You're going to break your legs up.
That would have been bugging you, wouldn't it? You just had the shin pad ready.
Irritating you when you're watching.
Yeah, I think my wife is going to throw out my footy.
So why are you carrying one around?
I'll just leave it in the car because she's going to throw it out.
Just in case you go bust over and do a few centre bounces.
Short of a ruckman.
Whack it on. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but I just thought, is this a bit weird if I go, hi, mate, haven't met you, just watching you today. Here's a shin guard.
Yeah.
get down and strap it on.
That would be extremely strange.
That would be.
I made the right call there.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. Maybe I'll start driving around with a shin guard in the car. You never know. You never know when you go past a young kid. Yeah, it is. Yeah, always got it. Yeah. That's what I'm doing on the way home tonight. I'm just going to go find an oval somewhere and start doing centre bounces.
Love
actually,
it.
Just not even with the footy.
Funny you say, I got a targeted ad on Facebook this week. A proper shin guard for Ruckman.
It knows.
Get those in free.
I don't know.
Free. Popped up. Send a box.
The shin guard for the Ruckman. And it's like a photo of a ruck going up like that.
Oh, my
God. My phone's been listening. They've been listening to us.
We need that. Another sponsor show.
I would go to heaven if I got that. To me, that's nirvana. That's it. A sponsorship.
You're looking for a shin guard sponsorship?
No, it's probably gone for me now. I was shit anyway. Yeah. But I'm saying if I was a young cult and I'm getting shin guard companies offering merch, that's it.
Unreal.
It doesn't get better. Yeah.
It comes with its own sock and it's like doesn't move and all this stuff.
You should design your own shin guard. You know how players have their own shoes.
Yeah.
You should be designing your own shin guard.
Imagine that.
You could sell it off.
Yeah.
Drapes, can you get around the boys too? Why are they pulling up their sock anymore? We did mention this in F1.
Yeah, they're strapping it with the tape.
And running around like showing off their shin guard. Mm, and it's not like you can see the brand or anything. Because you pull yours up, you look good. You look tough and neat.
Yeah.
What's with this?
I don't know. It's a
showing off your Eluster
plus. They're trying to pretend they're not a ruck. I don't know. But I used to be one up, one down, but I'm a firm two up now.
Yeah, it looks one up, one down. Then moved to two down and taped over it.
Oh, no. No, I just they can't. That and the no shin guard at all pisses me off.
No shin guard, psychotic.
Get them to cut that out. Or at least find out why.
Yeah.
Last week, thanks to Budgie Smuggler, we spoke about things you should do, particularly when you need a bad corky.
Yes.
And we gave... We gave a prize thanks to Budgie Smuggler. The best comment on our Instagram from our listeners would receive a $100 Budgie Smuggler voucher. And there were lots of comments on there. I'll read a few out to you. Also, a lot of these seem targeted at me. I'll just go through these.
There was a bit of shit flung your way.
Yeah, a lot. Mason Bloomfield said, go to Hogsbreath and use the curly fries as compression. That just wouldn't work at all. Jared Brown, again, take the week off and make the most of your four-park super pass. Then whack a few pinnacles at Topgolf. Great that the content's coming in. Let's try and, you know, maybe target a few other hosts on the show. So keep going here. Fake an Achilles. Okay. That's just fake an Achilles injury and get surgery. Thanks, Jack Tobin. The 28-year-old male got around us.
Good content.
Good content. Pretend it's a career-ending injury so you can just hang around the footy club and play the sympathy card at CQ Nightclub. Yes. The chick's asking, if I play AFL, could it be anything? That's great. So thanks to them. But the winner for mine was from Dave Thomas, 38. He said, take out the centre circle and hit the next bounce from a 30-metre run-up against the backup ruck. Set the tone, then tell Gil he's weak as piss.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wins.
So what on Dave Thomas. That is great. Great content there. And we're doing it again this week, aren't we?
Yeah. So Dave gets the $100.
Dave gets it.
Well done, Dave.
Should you send us a selfie in your budgies or is that a bit weird?
A bit weird.
Yeah. We'll cut that out. Right. Yeah, we're on again. Mm. So this one, and this could be controversial. So for Budgie Smuggler, finish this sentence. The ultimate fashion no-no for a big person is .. So when you're over the old 6'6 mark, what's the no-no? For me, and I'm going to get held down here, I can't cop a big man in long shorts. Mm-hmm. I think big man, short shorts, above the knee.
Okay.
Right? I want to see your quads.
Yeah.
And I don't really I've always been a tighter jeans man.
Yeah.
Long, luscious legs, tight jeans. Tighter. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? Not spray-on. But not happy pants.
Okay.
But I'm told I'm old.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree.
Really?
Yeah. The shorts, I don't mind the shorts, but the pants.
Bigger's better.
Yeah, loose is in now. So
yeah, everything oversized.
You're showing your age a bit.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, but loose is good.
And where do I get loose pants?
I can take a shot. We'll go somewhere.
I'd love that. You can deck you out, yeah.
But it makes it hard when oversized fashion is in fashion at the moment, when you are an oversized person.
Yeah.
So it makes it quite hard to get clothes because everyone's trying to get oversized. So, it's hard. I'm a 3, 4XL these days.
Yeah. Well, that's a big boy.
Yeah. It does make it hard. Fashion no-no for mine. I'm just trying to think what I definitely do that people shouldn't be doing. What do? I wear Birkenstocks. Now they're a big person. What's play on, is it?
Oh, I think they're playing. I think they're okay for a big boy and good for the plantar fasciitis.
I feel like I've just got ugly feet though.
Yeah.
Because I'm so big. How are your feet?
What size are you, guys? What size feet are you?
13.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Look at your Birkenstocks. Yeah. That's mine, though, but at least they're own.
What about Crocs? They're making a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Crocs. I don't know about the Crocs with pants.
I actually saw like Birken Crocs. Like the same sort of design, but a Croc. So I might be rocking them soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you're all for a Birkenstock on a big man?
I'm not against it. Yeah. See, a former coach of yours, Matthew Knight, so I hope he's listening. He's little, so he's probably not. So he coached Port Adelaide, and it was our first function. You know when you've been sweating it out in pre-season for 6 weeks, and we had a do, right? Mm. It was a do on a boat cruise where you get on the piss and meet each other a bit, and we're all pretty excited. Matthew Knight's rolled up in a double denim suit, blue denim jacket and blue denim jeans and runners. It's probably not that bad now. 15 years ago, everyone's like, "What is that?"
That's so
horrendous.
So good.
Yeah. And his little buzz cut, and he was a great bloke, but it was just the worst kit.
Worse.
So that was a horrendous. That was a no-no for a coach. Everyone's like, "Mate, the coach is wearing a double denim suit
and runners as well,
and white runners."
Wow, that's nice. That's really nice.
Drapes loves it.
I think you'd get away with it. Yeah, Drapes is cooler. Yeah. It looked funny at the time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
The Bombers, is there a fashionista at the Bombers?
You me as a fashionista.
I don't mind it. I get into it a bit. Jai Caldwell, he's a big fashion guy. But I'm trying to think who's got.
So you're cool. I feel like anything you wear is cool. If I was to wear what you're wearing today, people are like, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, you've got a nice kid on.
Thanks. Fishing for a compliment.
Who's dorky?
Got it.
You're just dorky.
Oh, who can I throw under the bus here?
Andrew Phillips.
Big Daddy Flip, he's more your sort of.
You're tight.
And just sort of the dad kind of fashion. That's more like
dad fashion. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm
feeling like that's all right. That's all right. I can cop it.
But we love it. It's fine. Yeah. You're just a dad. You're just chilling. That's you.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
It's negative feedback.
That's
nice.
That's good. We love that.
I like that. Yeah. What about the little the money medler? Yeah, Darcy and Annie McGrath.
Doing
and Shill. That.
What's Shill wearing?
Chili?
Yeah.
Anything out there? You
drive Tesla, Gucci or something?
Not too much out there. Darcy's got some good clothes.
Yeah.
Pidge McGrath, he's got better. He used to be like solely all Nike gear because he's on the Nike deal.
Oh,
it was like
every single thing.
But we used to get into him a bit about it. But he's got a bit better now. He's got a new girlfriend, so he's trying to put an effort in. So,
you need to do that. Actually, that's one thing about you guys. And I know that you're 1-6 and everyone's bagging you at the moment. And in some ways, that must be shit. You guys look really thick. Like even on Instagram, if you have a look at yours. You're all together having a laugh, having a beer together. Some clubs don't have that. So there can be a bit of up yours. You know, we're pretty close. It'll turn around for you. But I must say, I noticed that you don't see that at every club.
Yeah,
there's photos of like 20 of you all together smiling, having a beer. That. I reckon that's amazing.
You need
it's
that
to any footy club.
Yeah. It was when I first got to the club, it wasn't really like that. But then the last few years, we've got a lot closer. And I think we're quite young. I'm considered one of the older ones now, which is quite scary because I'm still feeling young. But no, it's pretty good. It gets pretty weird, like with some weird blokes, especially the younger guys. But some of those piss ups get a bit weird.
Is Big Darwin weird? I like him.
He's classic.
He's got a nice mullet too.
Classic, yeah. He's from Seymour and he's just loving being in the big city. Everything's just like, what's that? Oh, what are we doing here? What's this?
That's a big building.
Yeah, literally like that.
That's a car.
You have something, he goes, oh, what's that? So he's just happy to be there. He's just like a Labrador kind of thing. Yeah, just loves it.
Does he want some rappy gel?
He'd know he probably rubbed it on his horses in Seymour.
Yeah,
hey, boys, we're almost there.
Yes,
hopefully
we
stay at one. Like, did we big note enough? Because do we do an Ash Barty and retire at one?
We could. Look around the room. And there's a lot of shaking the heads.
Nah,
so you have to keep going contractually.
You've got to keep going.
Yeah, we're just starting to feel it. So. Hey, Drapes, good luck on the weekend. Any chance of a line in the sand? We didn't really get to the bottom of it. But if there is one, you're the man anyway.
I don't know. We'll see. See what Rats says to me. So he wants to fire me
see
up
if he
or
winds
not.
You up.
Yeah. Mm. I always try and set the tone, as we say.
Love
but
you do.
We'll see how we go.
It's going to be a big crowd too. You're a big crowd kind of operator at the moment.
Yeah. No, they're going well, so it should be good. We're excited.
Good luck. You've potted good, and we know you're going to play good.
Yeah.
What's on for you?
My arms are really sore now that we're getting to the end of it. I know I've said it 3-4 times, but it was so cold before and now it's on fire.
It looks
so
more swollen now.
It's good. So going to get this arm checked out all weekend. Probably going to go on drip, which will be good. So thank you for bringing that in.
Shout out to Rapper Gel.
I will not be touching that ever again, so thank you.
Good on you, boys. Have a good weekend. That was 200+. Follow on Spotify and subscribe on Apple.
Bye.
Hell yeah.